to finally get my license ID, because I renewed my my license last December, and they asked me to just come back for the ID. So I was there 8:15 a.m. at LTO Tagaytay, and they gave me a number. Okay, and the number says 110. 8:15, di ba? Kabubukas pa lang ah. 110, pang 110 ako. And true enough, dahil may nagsabi po sa akin doon na dapat po 4 a.m. pa lang nandito na kayo para kung gusto nyong mauna. So, 110, okay. And they, actually, the personnel in LTO advised me to just be back by after lunch. Because by then, it's already 100 by after lunch. So, okay. And I went back actually 12 noon to check as to what they're already, what number na sila doon. And the board says number 40. Ang tagal pa nito, sabi ko. Di ba? Kasi 110, 12 noon. And I stayed there for about an hour. They called 41 to 50. You may now, and then after an hour, 51 to 60. So I'm beginning to compute in my mind, ano oras pa ako makakauwi nito? Kung every hour pa, ang tagal pa, it's just around 50 or 60 pa lang. That's around 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. So at that time, I am already tempted to rant on Facebook. Di ba ganyan tayo? Kapag medyo may ano ka, Facebook agad. Doon mo ilalabas lahat yan. I am being tempted to rant on Facebook on how inefficient our LTO. But the Lord reminded me that I am going to preach today about taming the tongue, on how we should control our tongue. So instead of ranting, I just posted a prayer that hoping for the next generation that they will have the efficient government for our kids, for the next generation. And then all of a sudden, my seatmate actually asked me, "Sir, excuse me, yes, are you a priest?" Tinanong ako, "Ba't mukha ba akong pare, di ba?" Yun ang gusto ko sana itanong. No, I'm not a priest, but I am a pastor. And then she told me her problem about her friend, so I was able to give her counsel. And so the Lord somehow also used that opportunity as a divine appointment for me to be able to minister. Instead of ranting negative words, I began to minister to this lady and gave her words of encouragement as to how the Lord can help her when it comes to her problem. So how about you, my dear brothers and sisters, my friend? Have you experienced of ranting or saying words that somehow you regret? Why did you say those words? Or perhaps you out of the heat of the moment, you uttered words that you really didn't mean, but there it is. You can't take it back anymore. Some people have already, or it causes pain to other people, those words. Or maybe you are a recipient of hurtful words, painful words. So today we will learn, especially as a believer, that the measure of maturity according to James, according to the Word of God, is that the measure, spiritual maturity, is measured on how we will control our tongue. By taking control of our tongue. Where can we find this? Let's read in James chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. May I invite all of you to please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. And please open your Bibles to James chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. Again, James chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. And I will be reading from the English Standard Version. Verse 1, it says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever they will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless the Lord and Father, and with it, we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. May God be praised for the reading of His word. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask your Spirit to be with us this morning so that, Lord, we will be able to understand your word. And more than the understanding, Lord, help us to apply this in our daily lives, especially, Lord, as we go back to our offices, to our homes, to our school. Help us, Lord, to be able to control our tongue. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Please be seated. Take note, on April 14, it will be our water baptism. So if you'd like to witness our water baptism, just come here by before 9 a.m. and we will go to Chateau de Paris at, South Forbes. Yan. Punta po tayo doon sa April 14. And also on April 21, please don't miss this, that we have GLS Huddle. This is in partnership with the Global Leadership Summit. We are one of their training sites here in GCF New Valley. So we have a free leadership training on April 21, 2 p.m. And also, I want you not to miss this very good opportunity on April 28. Okay, we have a registration. So please do pre-reg later after the service. We have a very good speaker, Dr. David Wald. He will also teach at IGSL, the International Graduate School of Leadership, about the end times. So he will also bring it here to us on April 28. And there will be about an hour of question and answer about the end times. So let us not miss this wonderful opportunity that the Lord has given us. So let's register. And hopefully that many GCF New Valley will take advantage of this. Kaya po ako nagpapa-pre-register kasi gusto ko munang makita, kasi unang pumunta muna tayo before I offer it outside sa ating mga kapatiran, especially for our co-CBAP churches. So gusto ko munang makita how many will attend, because alam nyo naman na limited yung seats lang po natin dito. So gusto ko po munang mauna ang GCF New Valley. So please do pre-register outside after the service this April 28. And also, I want you to take note of this, that on April 29, please do bring your friends and your family members, because Dr. Wald also will preach to us day after April 28. So he will talk about creation, evolution, and why we should believe in the Bible, and it will be an evangelistic preaching. So I want you to bring your friends and your family members on April 29. And also, there is a Loving God Discipleship Conference by Reverend Edmund Chan on May 11 and 12 at GCF Ortigas. So for those of you who will not be going to Singapore this year, try to grab this opportunity. May 11 and 12 at GCF Ortigas. The registration fee is 800 pesos, and I think they have live streaming. It's just for 400 pesos. So now let's continue with our series, Triumph Through Trials, based on the book of James. We are now in chapter 3. To see the context of our passage in James chapter 3, let us just look back at what James has said in chapter 1, verse 19. Look at what he said in verse 19. He said, "Know this, my beloved brothers and sisters, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." Now, regarding hearing, quick to hear, we discussed that in chapter 1, verse 21, up to chapter 2, verse 26, particularly when it comes to the Word of God. We should be quick to hear, the Word of God and then apply it in our daily lives. When it comes to speaking, slow to speak, James will now expound it here in James chapter 3, the whole of chapter 3. When it comes to anger, slow to anger, James will talk about it in James chapter 4 and James chapter 5. So we are now in this section, chapter 3, slow to speak. Okay, so remember, again, our lesson this morning is that spiritual maturity is measured how? By taking control of our tongue. So how are we going to control our tongue? Let's look at what the Word of God is saying. James said, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers. For you know that we, includes James, we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. Look at the adverb, not. Even in the original language, in the Greek text, it is placed at the beginning of this sentence to put emphasis. Not, okay, should be, not many of you should become. That's the verb. To modify the verb, not many of you should become teachers or desire to become a teacher. That's the imperative here. This to understand this, let's look at the context, the background. Okay, remember, during their time, it's a community. The community is just composed of around 50 people. They have house churches. Okay? Not, it's a different structure nowadays in our modern time. In order for us to have a glimpse of that, remember when Paul said to the Corinthians, each one of you, you have psalms, you speak tongues, there's an interpretation of tongues, then there's a prophecy, because for them, during that time, they are all free to speak in a community, in a church. That is why many of them wants to become teachers, because they can freely speak in a community, in a church, in their church. Unlike in our context today, there's just one person speaking in front of a congregation, but not so during their time. So on this note, he said, not of you, because we will be judged with strictness, according to James. And my professor, Dr. Anderson, in his book, Triumph Through Trials, he said, the possibility of many teachers also opened up the door to doctrinal competition. And one-upmanship, the old, I know more than you syndrome. Yan ang nangyayari sa kanila noon. I know more than you. So lahat, marami sila, lahat nagsasalita sila. Because of this syndrome that I know more than you syndrome. This is the main reason as to why James said, you must be sure that you are really called by the Lord if you want to become teachers. Why? Because teachers of the Word of God will be judged with greater strictness. And the word judged there, we all understand, it was mentioned also by James in James chapter 2, verse 12. We're talking about the judgment seat of Christ. Remember, at least three times in this passage, in James chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, he mentioned the word adelphos, or it was translated as brothers. It could be brothers and sisters. So he's talking to the believers. So now, the judgment here, we're talking about the judgment seat of Christ, or the rewarding for the believers. Now, what is the connection of the teacher with regards to the tongue? The main occupation of the teacher is to speak. That's why that's the connection here. Thus, James will now raise the issue of taming the tongue. Now, look at what he said. Okay? The measure of maturity is how we control the tongue. Look at what he said. For we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, take note of this, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. First, the word stumble. This twice, James mentioned it. The word stumble in the original language, it means to go astray or to commit a sin. Okay? So literally, what James is trying to say here is, if anyone does not sin or commit a mistake with what he says, in other words, with his mouth, if you do not sin with your mouth, then, he said, you are a perfect man. Now, what does the word perfect? Because the word perfect here does not mean sinless perfection. Because the word perfect in the original language, it means being mature. Okay, it is, the picture is an adult man. Okay? He is not talking about sinless perfection, but being matured. That is why that is our lesson is that spiritual maturity is measured on how we control our tongue. Now, in this passage, the lesson with regards to maturity of our tongue is that, did you know that 3 out of 7 that God hates is about our tongue? In the book of Proverbs, it says, there are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to Him. Haughty eyes, and then look at that, a lying tongue. Not only that, a hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness, again, the issue of tongue, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. Sa context natin ngayon, chismis yun. Sa salita natin ngayon, the one who discord or sows discord among brothers. So maturity is not only for the teachers of the Word of God, but this is also true for all the believers of the Word of God. We are all called to grow in maturity. And here in the book of James, how are we going to grow in maturity? We must control our tongue. We must control our tongue. It is so dangerous of not thinking before we speak. That is why in our age, we say, think before you click. Diba? Doon na kasi tayo na yung nagsasalita sa mga social media. So how do you react if someone hurt you through words? Or how are you going to answer them if you receive hurtful words? Remember that spiritual maturity is measured. Okay? How? By taking control of our tongue. We should control our tongue. You cannot control the tongue of other people. Okay? Because the fruit of the Spirit says, love, joy, peace, self-control. Take note, it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's not actually our fruit. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit working in us. So therefore, we should be under the power or under the control of the Holy Spirit so that we can really tame our tongue. Carol May Hall, in her book, Words That Hurt, Words That Heal, she said, I am convinced that if we dwell deep with God, the overflow is going to consistently seep into our conversation, into our daily conversation. So let us have some reflection. This week, or perhaps the past weeks, how's your tongue? How's your speech? How do you converse or how do you talk with your spouse, with your children, with your office mates, with your friends? Did you speak with to encourage them or to discourage people? When you are emotionally high or hurt, what are the words that come out from your mouth? Does it show that you are really a matured person? Matured in the faith? The Bible says, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Remember that maturity is measured by taming our tongue. How are we going to do this? Nelson D., a very good Filipino author, he said in one of his blog, fill your heart with good things. If you continue to stock your heart with emotional trash, then it will be an uphill climb to tame your tongue. But if you fill your heart, or better yet, he said, let God fill it for you. Let the Lord fill our heart with love, comfort, peace, just like what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 4. Think about these things, those noble things. Then, he said, then being a wise, gentle, and encouraging person will be your very nature. I heard a story about John Wesley. I think many of us are familiar with John Wesley. As he was preaching, he was wearing a new bow tie with 2 streams, okay, hanging down from it. Then there was this sister in the meeting, but she had a long face and she saw nothing but just those two streams hanging in the bow tie of John Wesley. After the service, this lady approached John Wesley and then she said to him, "Pardon me, Mr. Wesley, will you take a little criticism?" And then Wesley said, "Yes." Then she said, "Mr. Wesley, you know that your bow tie is too long and it is an offense to me. With those streams hanging in your bow tie, it's an offense to me. So do you have a pair of scissors?" And then Mr. Wesley got a pair of scissors, handed it to her, and then what she did is that she cut those streams hanging in his bow tie. And then Mr. Wesley said, "Is now okay with you?" And then the lady said, "Yes, it's now okay." Now he said, "Do you mind having me those scissors, please? Can I have that pair of scissors?" And then he said, "Would you receive a little criticism?" Wesley said to this lady. And then she said, "Yes, of course." And then Mr. Wesley said, "Did you know that your tongue is a great offense to me? It's too long. Please stick it out so I can cut some of it." Of course, the lady resented the suggestion and it did not happen. Now, James said that if we could control the tongue, we would be able to control our whole body. Look at verses 3 to 5. "If we put bits to the mouths of the horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships." Here's the illustration given by James. "Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. Therefore," James said, "the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things." Now, in these three verses, we can see the picture as to how the tongue controls our body. James used this to illustration a bit. Alam niyo ba yun? Yung inilalagay sa kabayo. Because the bit, it controls the head of the horse. Kung saan kasi nakaturo yung head ng horse, dun yan pupunta. Okay? So that bit, it controls the head of the horse. And so is true when it comes to the rudder, that small rudder sa ship, it controls the direction of the ship, the destiny of the ship. Now, on this note, McGee said, "Large ships can be controlled by a little rudder," yung nasa likodan po yun, diba? "A little rudder which few people even see. And a first storm can drive a ship, but a little rudder can control it." The tongue. Okay? The tongue can also change the course of our lives. Men have been ruined by the tongue. And many, the fair name of a woman has been wrecked by some gossipy tongue, chismis. So James compared the bit and the rudder to our tongue. Therefore, he concluded, he said, "So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things." Now, on the side note, for those of you who love language, actually, this is in alliterated in Greek, because the word small, it's the Greek word is mikron, while the word member, the Greek word is melos, and then the great things, megala. So, mikron, melos, megala. It's alliterated all in the letter mu in Greek, or M sa atin, sa English. Diyan natin alam yan. So, it's for emphasis also, so that we can see what is really the emphasis of James. So, the tongue is just a small part of our body, but remember, it is also so powerful. Controlling the tongue is not only true for the audience of James, it is also true for us today. Now, in our context today, part of our speech is what we post in social media. Kasama na yun ngayon as an application sa atin. There are so many ways to communicate nowadays. Text, PM, Viber, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. The question is, are you in control of what you are saying? Especially in social media. Email, text, Viber, cyberbullying is included. Fake news is also included in this. Because we all know how fake news destroy the lives of people. Fake news is also equivalent to chismis. Yun din naman yun. Minsan hindi totoo, pero nasisira yung buhay ng iba. So again, how do you respond? Perhaps you have been hurt through their speech, whatever platform they use, text, PM, Viber, email. Or do we slander people? That's the question. Are we truthful in what we are saying to people? Do we backbite or backstab people? We say one thing when we are in front of our friend, and we say other things when they're not around. Do we lie, especially to cover up our sins, our mistakes? Remember, the proverb says, God hates a lying tongue. Have you received a hate email? Have you experienced to receive a hate email? Because I have experienced to be hurled by someone accusing me of something that I really did not do. It's so slanderous. The words are so slanderous for me. I receive insults upon insults through email. And let me tell you, it's not easy, okay, to really control yourself when you are a recipient of such hate email. But it is only by the grace of God that I was be able to really tame my own tongue and not to retaliate. It is only through the power of the Holy Spirit that I was not be able to retaliate and give also negative remarks to this person. Because again, the Bible says spiritual maturity is measured by taking control of our tongue. How are you going to respond when you receive such hurtful words? Are you going to retaliate or not? Henry Bosch once said, "A snail is a very interesting creature." Did you know that a snail, okay, a snail has more or less 30,000 teeth on its tongue? It saws through the toughest leaves and stems with comparative ease. So therefore, Henry Bosch said, there are some men and women, these are gossipers, also they also have teeth on their tongues and are always ready to use them to cut down the character and reputation of even the holiest human being. Many pillows are wet with tears, hearts broken, homes ruined, lives blasted, all because of those unbridled human tongues, which seem to have more teeth even than the snail. May we realize that our tongue, it controls our body. So let God fill our hearts with love so that what comes out of our mouth will be encouraging words. Second, let's put ourselves under the control of the Holy Spirit so that we can exercise the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is self-control. We can control our tongue. Because again, let me remind you of this, the scripture says, death and life. Okay? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's your choice. Are you going to speak life? Life means words that gives encouragement. Or you are going to speak death, words that hurt people. Words that hurt people. And remember, this is also true for us Christians, because this is what James said in Luke chapter 6, verses 6 to 13. James will now explain the danger, how dangerous our tongue is. Look at his illustration when he said about the forest. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. One way or the other, we have seen a forest fire. Did you know that last March 18, last month, there was this forest fire in Benguet. Sa Pilipinas yan. Huwag na tayong pumunta doon sa ibang bansa. According to ABS-CBN news site, here are the forest fire that happened in Benguet. And our kababayan in Benguet said they were so afraid on what had happened there. And just about last week, there were a lot of fire trucks in the Greenfield area. If you know, they're going towards Laguna Bel Air. It's a near gas station. Why? Because there's a fire. The grass there was, the grass in that area caught fire. It all started with a small fire, but it's hard to contain. There are so many fire trucks there at the Greenfield area. But it just started with a small fire. And James compared the tongue to a fire that can lit the whole forest. That's why he said, and the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. So be very, very careful with our tongue, because it can set fire our course of life. Again, the book of Proverbs have this warning: a worthless man plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. The tongue is like a scorching fire, and it is hard to control. That is why James said, for every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creatures can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. In our context, nakikita na natin yan sa circus. Meron pa ba nun? Meron pa naman yata, di ba? We can see how they can tame the lion, the wild beast. But James said, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is restless evil, full of deadly poison. Take note, just in these two verses, three times James mentioned the word tame. So it is very important for us to take control of our tongue. Now, I want you to see the argument of James here. He is now moving to God's creation. Okay? Now, animals. You're talking about animals and then to human beings. Remember that it's only the human beings that were created in the image of God. This is very important here. Okay? It was only the image, we human beings, we were created in the image of God. That is why he said, with it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. Then from the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. And then he said, these things ought not to be so. On this note, Richardson said, to dishonor any human being, because we were created in the image of God, it also means we dishonor God if we dishonor human beings through our speech. Those who bless God out of one side of their mouths and curse their neighbors out of the other side are double-tongued in speech acts, recalling what James said in chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. So what is its significance for us today? The truth, my dear brothers and sisters, is that we dishonor God by backstabbing people. I just saw this in Facebook. It says, kahit gaano ka pakagaling makisama, may masasabi pa rin sila, lalo na kapag nakatalikod ka. Is that our attitude towards people? Remember that words can hurt. I want us to watch this small video clip, a short video clip about our words. Thank you. So church, spiritual maturity is measured by taking control of your tongue. We must restrain our tongue. Let me remind you that we cannot do this on our own. So my friend, if you are here and you do not yet have a relationship with God, you want to control your tongue, it starts by having a relationship with God. And it is by grace through faith in Christ Jesus alone. You cannot be saved by your good works. Because you can only be saved, you can only be reconciled with God only through the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. You and I can be saved from the sin of our tongue only through Jesus Christ. He is the only way that you can be forgiven of your sin. So my friend, the challenge for you this morning is to put your trust in Christ, to believe in Him, to put your confidence in Him so that you can have a relationship with God. Now, for us who are already in Christ, in order for us to be able to take control of our tongue, we must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. We must walk by the Spirit so we can exercise the fruit of the Spirit, and that is self-control. In conclusion, let me just quote to you what I read from the book War of Words by Paul David Tripp. He said, "With our talk, either we are imaging our Creator and Lord, or we are imaging the serpent, Satan. Our words build and give life, or they tear down and destroy." So here's the challenge for us this week. Okay, I got this from Using Kind Words by Little Mixers. They said, think about your words. Okay? Here's what we will do once we go home. Just think about your words. Decide if your words will make your hearer feel good or bad. If not, if you don't have any kind words to say, keep it to yourself. Mas mabuti pa yun kaysa sabihin mo pa yan. So here's our practical point, our action point when we go home. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, more than the understanding of your word, I pray that may the Holy Spirit always remind us the truth of your word. In order for us to be perfect, spiritually matured, we must control our tongue. So, Father, I pray for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the people here in GCF Nuvali so that, Lord, we can really, really tame our tongue. We can really control our tongue. We can really speak life, Lord God, words that bring encouragement to people. So, Lord, fill our hearts with love. Fill our hearts, Lord, with hope. Fill our hearts, Lord, with your comfort and peace. So that, Lord, what we will be uttering to our neighbor are words that is coming from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let me call on our ushers for our giving. Let us pray for our giving. Lord, once again, we thank you for how you have provided for our needs. Last month, we were able to pay Solenad. And now, Lord God, for this month, we're looking forward, Lord God, because for your faithfulness when it comes to provision. Because we believe, Lord, that we will be able to pay again our monthly rental. And even, Lord, for the construction of our building. Because you are our faithful God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to welcome our first timers. So if this is your first time with us here in GCF Nuvali, may we invite you to please stand up so we can welcome you in this family. Welcome.
Let's sing a song to them.
Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family of God, where Jesus lives in our lives, where Jesus shines in our hearts, where Jesus is our Savior. Come and be saved by the Lamb. Oh, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family. Welcome to GCF Nuvali.
Welcome po.